Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The question of circumcision aroused a great amount of controversy in the early church. There were some Christians who came down from Judea and taught the members of the church at Antioch of Syria, "Except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." Acts 15:1. Paul and Barnabas met with the apostles and elders at Jerusalem to discuss the keeping of the Mosaic law. The result of that meeting at Jerusalem is outlined in Acts 15. The apostles and elders came to the conclusion that Christians did not have to keep the law of binding circumcision. The New Testament plainly teaches that God's children under the New Covenant are not required to abide by the law of Moses concerning circumcision. Several passages in the New Testament discuss the relationship of circumcision to the gospel of Christ. "For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not of the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." Romans 2:28 and 29. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God is. 1 Corinthians 7:19. "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love." Galatians 5:6. "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything, or uncircumcision, but a new creature." Galatians 6:15. Paul apparently had the Judaizers in mind when he wrote to the Philippians, "Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision." Philippians 3:2. Then he made this observation, "For we are the circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." Philippians 3:3. The Apostle Paul was in no way compromising with the Judaizing teachers who were troubling the churches in the first century. He was affirming that Christians are the true Jews, the true circumcision. Our relationship to God does not depend on our being circumcised in the flesh. Our circumcision is of the heart. Romans 2:29. My friends, Paul was not denying the place of circumcision in the Old Covenant. He knew God's regulations about boys being circumcised to show their obedience to God Almighty. But with Christ's death on the cross and the institution of the New Covenant, no one, neither Jew nor Gentile, was required any longer to be circumcised. Along with the other regulations of the law of Moses, circumcision had been nailed to the cross. Colossians 2:14 through 17. Circumcision had a definite place under the Mosaic law, but it was a part of the shadow and not of the body of Christ. Colossians 2:17. Again, please notice Paul's affirmation in Philippians 3:3. "We Christians are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit." Do you remember our Lord's words to the woman at Samaria? "God is Spirit, and they who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." John 4:24. "In spirit" seems to refer to the spiritual nature of Christian worship, in contrast to the carnal ordinances of the Old Covenant. Some versions translate the expression, "We who worship God by the Spirit." Either version makes perfectly good sense and is in harmony with the teaching of the New Testament. Not only do Christians worship God in spirit, but we also rejoice in Christ Jesus. What a great honor it is and a great joy to be New Testament Christians. Thank you, and may God bless you.